Good morning, Tom. Tom? Tom, where are you? Oh, I've just remembered, he's not here today. So you're left just with me, Tim. But thank you if you're going to carry on listening. And it's good to just catch up with you on this Wednesday morning. If you've been with us over the last few weeks or months at the church, we've been looking through the book of Joshua. And just Sunday just gone, we finished our little series on it with chapter 10. There's another 14 chapters to go, but we've left them for now. But of course, have a read of them and you'll catch up with victory after victory and the hand of God upon the people as they began conquering the promised land. But on Sunday, we looked at chapter 10, and there was this strange little incident in chapter 10 where Joshua cried out to God and asked him that the sun might stand still and that the moon might stand still. Now, a very strange request, you may well think, and I agree with you, I have to say. Joshua said, Joshua 10, verse 12, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you moon over the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, or until the nation triumphed over its enemies. As it is written in the book of Jashar, "The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There's never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel." There's never been a day when the Lord listened to a person. Well, as much as that is true, particularly to make the sun stand still, it's very clear that God does listen to his people, to us. And although we may not feel like we're Joshua, which of course many of us are not, God still wants to hear from us. I guess we call that prayer, don't we? Talking to God. Very simple, really. And yet, so often we seem to have quite a hard time even asking for smaller things than the sun might stop and the moon might stop, so we've got time for the victory to happen. There's a verse in Psalm 91, actually, right at the end of that psalm, in verse 14, which says this: "Because he loves me," referring to the king, "because the king loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." I mean, what a fantastic verse that should encourage us as well. As much as it's the king who loves it, the Lord, well, for those of you that love the Lord, well, it's worth trying, isn't it? As you cry out to God for the things that matter the most. I'm not talking about a wish list. I don't know about you, but when it ever comes to birthdays and Christmas, I'm always struggling to know what to put on the list. Always asked, "What's on your list?" And I can confidently say nothing. And most years I get exactly what I've asked for. Nothing. No, that isn't true, of course. But it's quite hard sometimes, isn't it? And maybe we're a bit reluctant. Maybe it's false humility. I don't know. But sometimes we find it difficult when we come to prayer with a list. I guess it depends on what's motivating that list, but I think it's clear that God definitely wants to hear what we want to say. "Because the king, because you love me, says the Lord, you will call on me and I will answer you." Wow, what an amazing promise that is in the Psalms, which of course Jesus affirmed very much in the Sermon on the Mount. If you look at Matthew chapter 7, you'll find there in verse 7, Jesus saying, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, in the Greek version of that Matthew 7, the tense is to go on asking, to go on seeking, to go on knocking. That God doesn't just want to hear from us once about what it is that we're praying about. He wants to hear about it over and over again. And in the life of Jesus, I think we see this very much. You might remember in Matthew chapter 10. In Mark chapter 10, There's a lovely incident when a blind man comes to Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus, he has a name. Gives him value, gives him a place in that community which he's been denied because of his loss of sight. But here's the moment when he is recognized by Jesus. He's crying out to Jesus. Jesus stops. And then he says what appears to me to be the weirdest of things. Remember, this is blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, I think if I was in the crowd that day, close enough to hear what was going on, I think I might say, well, Jesus, I think it's pretty obvious what this man wants. But of course, it wasn't obvious, was it? It wouldn't be obvious to anybody else other than to Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? See, Jesus just wants him to articulate what his need is in that moment. And to be honest, it might not have been to cure his blindness. It might have been something else, but on this day, it was. Have mercy on me. I want to see. That was what he longed for in his life. But Jesus wanted to hear it from him. Jesus needed to know, Bartimaeus, what is it you're asking me? I'm not going to decide. I want to hear it from you. And I think in prayer, Jesus wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from us. He wants to know what's on our minds. What are we thinking about? What are the things that we're struggling with? What are the things that are dominating our thoughts? What are our worries and our concerns? What are our celebrations? And what are we rejoicing about? What are we weeping about? See, Jesus says, I just want to hear from you. Talk to me. Tell me. I'm listening to you. And interestingly, in that passage in Mark 10, as soon as Bartimaeus had articulated what it was he wanted, Jesus didn't do anything dramatic. He didn't in this instance spit on the ground and rub clay into the man's eyes. He just said to him in verse 52, go, your faith has healed you. Wow, what confidence we could take from that. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. You know, isn't that an incredible moment? Now, I know that prayer isn't magic. It doesn't work like that all the time. But in this instance, immediately. In another instance, two goes to heal the blind man. In other prayers that we've asked, you'll know and I know, we've been asking them for a long time. But you see, what Jesus is longing for more than anything is just to listen to us, to hear what's on our hearts, to understand what are the things that are bothering you. I mean, it's no different from a parent and a child, is it? You know, when a child comes home from school and you ask them what they've been doing, I mean, when they were five, they used to tell you, but now they're 15, they probably don't really tell you what's going on. How was it at school today? Oh, it was fine. What did you do today? Oh, not much. Now, if we're praying like that, then we're missing out on something that Jesus invites us to. Because I think he is so keen to listen to us and keen to hear from each of us every single day. What do you want me to do for you? Yeah, there was another incident in Matthew chapter 12, where Jesus was being set up by the Pharisees in the synagogue, and it was Sabbath, and there was this big argument going on about Sabbath and what you could do on a Sabbath, and the disciples had eaten some corn from the fields, and the Pharisees were upset about that. So Jesus went to the synagogue, and they set up the occasion where this man with his withered arm was put in front of Jesus, and they were watching to see what Jesus did. And of course, Jesus just said something very simply, stretch out your hand, stretch it out. And the man did, and he was healed in that moment. Yeah, here's Jesus again. You know, what is it you want? Are you willing to stretch out your hand? Are you willing to trust me? Are you willing to put yourself into my hands and let's see what happens? Stretch out your hand. Speak out your prayer. Speak out your desire. And Jesus says, go. You're healed. So, what's on your mind today? What prayer are you struggling to articulate that you're not sure whether God would be bothered to hear it? I hope and I pray that we take confidence from Joshua, who cried out to God about something that we would think was impossible. I'm guessing he might have thought it was impossible. But we have a God who listens to us. Isn't that incredible? A God who wants to listen to us. You can call on him and he will answer you. He'll be with us in trouble. He'll deliver us and honour us. And with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. It can't be plainer than that, can it? So I hope and pray that, you know, you won't be reluctant, that you'll take confidence from Joshua, from Bartimaeus, from the man in the synagogue, from stories in your own life, I guess, where you have been bold enough to ask, and you know that God has listened, and he has answered your prayer. But keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. And he's the God who will hear and answer our prayers. Yeah, there's so much about prayer that is complicated, isn't there? We'll chat about unanswered prayer on the podcast as well in the coming weeks. But for now, maybe, will you be bold enough to ask? Because God's waiting to listen to every cry of your heart today. It may be a cry of sadness and sorrow, of lament. It might be that you want him to join in the celebration. It might be a prayer for yourself, for healing, for wholeness. It might be a prayer for someone you care about, that they might come to know Jesus. Well, ask it and see what God wants to do in your life and through your life, that you may become the answer to your prayers as well, and he might use you to bring his kingdom in one life at a time. Well, thanks for joining me today. Sorry that it was only me, but we'll get Tom back again and we'll continue our conversation as we go through these coming weeks. Thanks for being part of the life of Newcastle Baptist Church. Do remember, if we can help in any way, if you've got any questions or queries, you've got any comments you want to make, then please do email in. inquiry@newcastlebaptist.org.uk is the place to find us, and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can. Our Sunday services are now through the summer going to be on the car park at 10:30, as well as live on YouTube at 10:30 as well. So we'd love to see you there. We had a great crowd last Sunday, and we'd love to see more people coming. If you haven't been back in person to church, being outside is a real bonus to it for us. We can sing, no masks, and you get to chat to people as well, which is beautiful. It's great to see some new faces coming along as well. So please do, if you haven't been on a Sunday morning in person, weather permitting, we'll be on the car park. If not, then we'll have to go back inside with the restrictions. But let's hope and pray that some of these restrictions will be gradually lifted as well as we go through this summer. We're starting a new series on Sunday called Summer of Love. And we're going to be looking at what love looks like and how we can not only love God and love one another, but how we can reach out to others as well in our community to share God's love with them during this summer season. So don't miss out. Keep connected and keep an eye on the website as well for more information. The website for booking in as well. So you can get on there and book your place for Sundays. We've also got the 9:15 this coming Sunday, a communion service at 9:15, a short communion service for half an hour. So if you want to come indoors on Sunday, then please book in for that. And then 10:30, as I say, outdoors on the car park. So thanks so much for listening. Let me pray, and let's pray God's blessing on one another as we close today. Father God, we want to thank you that you are a God who listens, who actually wants us to talk to you, who wants us to speak about the things that are going on in our lives. And I pray for everyone listening today that they will have courage and confidence to speak to you today particularly, about the things that are on their minds and in their hearts today. Thank you that you don't mind what it is that we can talk to you about. You know, whether it's the tears that we're crying at the moment, whether it's the pain that we're in at the moment, whether it's the frustrations that we feel, whether it's desire for something to happen, for someone to come back to know you, whatever it is, thank you that you listen to the cries of our heart today. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his love for us. And I pray that you'll pour that love into our hearts through the presence and power of your Holy Spirit, and that you'll use us each day to be a witness to who you are. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for joining us. And I hope you have a fantastic week. And we'll hope to catch up with some of you this coming Sunday. God bless you. Bye-bye.